This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. If you missed the 1970s, you missed the golden age of the TV detective. Characters like James Garner in The Rockford Files, Peter Falk as Columbo, and Telly Savalas as Kojak. On the USA Network tonight, Kojak returns, but with an actor new to the role, Ving Rhames. Here's Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
Who could forget the lollipop, the bald head? And then there was that awful catchphrase, "Who loves you, baby?" I remember little else about Kojak, the hard-boiled New York City detective CBS introduced in 1973. In retrospect, a detective with a sweet tooth that resembled Mr. Clean seems a little silly, but at the time, it was Emmy-winning television. Ving Rhames has played his share of colorful characters as well, with memorable turns in blockbusters like Pulp Fiction and Mission Impossible. He says he's never actually seen the original Kojak because what little he heard about it reminded him of his own neighborhood growing up.
I've never watched the previous Kojak. I was born in 1961 in Harlem, in Harlem Hospital. And from what I heard about the previous Kojak in the 70s, he was probably arresting black people, you know. And I grew up in the hood in Harlem, you know, I was watching Good Times.
Now Rhames himself is stepping into the role played only by Telly Savalas, a Greek-American actor. But it just doesn't work. Rhames gives a perfectly good performance, but casting a black actor in such an obviously Greek role is the stuff of comedy, not drama. I was expecting something like the Brady Bunch movies, which breathe new life into an old concept by giving it a kitschy tweak. This show, Kojak, makes the mistake of taking itself seriously. But Rhames does what he can to take this series in a new direction.
I have to be, you know, to thine own self be true. I have to be true to how the character lives through me. So I can applaud, you know, if I did watch what Telly did, I can applaud that. But one, that was in the 70s. I was born in the 60s. So what I bring is a whole different set of probably moral, philosophical, emotional values to the role.
His character still has plenty of attitude and bends the rules to nab the bad guys. Reaching for the holster remains a last resort. The writers did try to update Kojak from his 20th century version. Now he's a touchy-feely type, who over-empathizes with the victims of a crime. Here Kojak sheds his tough exterior in front of his girlfriend as they discuss his latest case over dinner.
There were two kids this morning. The oldest, a boy named Darryl. I looked into his eyes, and I could see that he was broken inside. 10 years old, and life had already beaten him down. And then for him to see his mother like that, that he has a four-year-old sister, and I can see it's just a matter of time before it happens to her.
This kindler, gentler Kojak just doesn't feel right. Rhames has a pretty intense, imposing presence, so when he displays his sensitive side, it could be dissonant. But Rhames defends his version of Kojak as a more evolved person than the average TV cop.
This Kojak and how the spirit of the character is living through me, he's more of a humanitarian who happens to be a homicide detective. He uses his brain more, and very rarely does he use his fists or violence.
Ultimately, I was disappointed with the new Kojak. Sure, he ditched the cheesy, "Who loves you, baby?" But that just isn't enough to reinvent a classic cop show.
Kojak debuts tonight on the USA Network. Andrew Wallenstein is an editor for The Hollywood Reporter.